T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Game Day here on 94WIP. Marks and Reese Show. I'm Johnny Marks. He is Mr. Ike Reese. Ike, I saw your tweet about 15 minutes ago, so let's, right off the bat, I'm going to throw it to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, brother. You know how we start this show. Holla at your boy, Johnny Marks.
What's going on?
Oh, man. Well, obviously, I tweeted out the news about me receiving test results over the weekend that I had tested positive for COVID-19. And so I wanted to let everyone know prior to the show starting that obviously if you hear me on the air and it sounds a little different, I'm at home. I know Johnny Marks is used to being in the closet, but we've sort of switched roles here. And now I'm at home, and this is why I'll be doing the show while I quarantine and get back to being healthy and making sure I keep everybody safe. So I'm feeling much better. I will say that my spirits are high. I'm excited about today being game day. And just keep me in your prayers and your thoughts. And other than that, man, let's do it. I'm like I said, I'm feeling good. And it's just a reminder that you can take all the proper safety protocols and measures that you're supposed to. And I certainly feel like that I have and my family have. And sometimes you just don't know. So either way, I'm glad that it was discovered. And now I'm not putting anybody else at risk. And hopefully things will be a lot better as time goes on here.
Well, glad you're feeling okay and feeling a little bit better right there. And everybody in the Reese household is feeling good.
Yes.
And that's the most important thing. And like you said, it's a reminder that, you know, this can happen even when you feel, because I feel like I'm like you. I'm taking a lot of precautions too, but sometimes it's just going to happen, man. So
yeah.
Glad you're feeling better. And I think it's going to be a little bit easier or maybe more difficult with the Eagles game being tonight, right? Like you would think normally it would make you feel better. But after this weekend and after this year, it's hard to say, right? Like, so let's quickly review from this weekend.
I mean, since the last time we did the show, my goodness.
Yeah, I guess it's been more
from
than just the weekend.
Since last Wednesday.
So Jalen Hurts is going to see more snaps tonight. And here's the weird part is that he's not going to get series, at least according to what's being reported. They're not going to give him an entire series, but they're going to take Carson Wentz off the field. They'll give him 2 or 3 snaps at a time and then get him out of there. Jeffrey Lurie has left practices angry, and he's not didn't attend the Browns game because you can believe it was because of that he was unhappy with the team. He's been at what people believe every game, every road game. He goes to every road game. Yep. Did not go to the Browns game, so you know, a lot of people saying that's telling. Jason Peters is at right guard as Jordan Mailata becomes the left tackle. Lane Johnson's ankle collapsed. He's on IR. Doug wants to get fired, according to reports, and Zach Ertz is in no rush to get back.
That's a great idea.
Right?
Yeah, let's not take a holiday vacation again.
Yeah, man. Geez, a lot happens in 4 days. All right, so I mean, let's just talk about it. Jalen Hurts, right? Like it's been the conversation for really the better, certainly last week, but even the week before that. So the plan is, according to reports, is that it's unlikely that he gets to take an entire series. It's more likely it will be 2 or 3 plays at a time. I don't know when. I don't know if it's in the beginning of a drive. If it's at the end of a drive, in the middle of a drive. I don't know if it's the first series of the game, the third series of the game, the sixth series of the game. I don't know. It seems very much open-ended here, but Ike, your thoughts on it?
Yeah, when I first saw the reports, I just wonder if there's a – an actual plan here for the future, right? I see that report, and I'm wondering, my first thought is, well, why are we telling everybody this is what you're going to do? I mean, we talk about not wanting to give out the game plan to the opponents prior to the game. I mean, to,
that's pretty specific, right?
Yeah, I mean, to let the Seahawks know if the reports are true. Sometimes you just don't know. But, yeah, I was surprised that had even come out. But they obviously wanted people to know that he would be used this week, as he has been sparingly over the last 6-7 weeks. But they wanted it to be known, I'm assuming, because it's going to be different than what we've seen in the past. So, I mean, I would have loved to have used that as an element of surprise.
Yeah.
Potentially, but and we'll, I think we're going to have to see. Here's what my gut feeling is, John. This is a bigger story prior to the game than it will be after the game.
Hmm. All right.
That's my gut feeling. And the only reason I say that is because I just don't know, unless you're planning on predetermining how long he's going to be out there, no matter how successful or unsuccessful he is during his time out there, I don't know how much you gain from this. If anything, it almost clouds the picture even more. It makes it a more muddier situation moving forward. Because let's just say, for instance, let's say Jalen Hurts goes out there and he leads a scoring drive. I mean, because if he's having success for two or three straight plays, he picks up a first down or so. Do you take him out of the game at that point, or do you feel the urge to keep him out there to keep the momentum going? And here's the other thing. Do you put him in at the start of a series versus coming in on second down or third down or something? Do you give him an actual start to a series and just let him play the series out? So if I'm looking at this thing being a positive and him doing well tonight, well, then you know what this is going to be like tomorrow or after this game tonight when Doug has to stand up there and answer his questions.
Ooh,
I mean,
boy.
I just think it just clouds the picture even more.
Oh, it does.
For the team moving forward as to who do you go with, how long do you stick with that guy, how are you measuring success, right, and determining whether or not you give him more plays or you give him more opportunities. And then the big elephant in the room is, how does this impact your starting quarterback?
Yep.
I mean, that's the biggest elephant in the room, is how does this impact him? And unless you have a plan, a contingency plan of how to handle that, if you do decide, or if Jalen does have success tonight and people are calling for him even more, what are you doing moving forward?
Yeah, you think they have a plan? Because I think their plan is flying by the seat of their pants right now, right? Like, that's what it feels like to me. That's what it felt last week. Let's talk best-case scenario from tonight, worst-case scenario from tonight, right? And I'm not talking about winning and losing, right? I'm just talking about as far as it relates to Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. To me, the best-case scenario is Carson Wentz comes out and looks sharp and is good, and they go to Jalen Hurts, but it's pretty clear they don't want to go to Jalen Hurts because Carson Wentz is doing well, and you see it a couple times, and that's it. That's the best-case scenario for me. The worst-case scenario, Carson comes out, has the struggles that he's been having this year, the last couple weeks, and Jalen Hurts comes in and has some success. Because him coming in and having success means absolutely nothing. It means nothing other than he had success. It doesn't mean anything long-term. It doesn't mean anything really even short-term other than he's a capable and competent quarterback coming in. It's an element of surprise. The other team hasn't looked at him. There's no game plan for him or whatever. So, like, to me, the worst-case scenario could happen tonight. Jalen Hurts comes in and has success, right? Because now you have a $128 million quarterback that next year would be the highest price backup, or who knows, right? Like, then you trade him. Then you have a $50 million cap hit. Now you're relying on a second-round draft pick to be your starting quarterback. Like, they don't know what they want to do right now. It seems like, to me, it's like, well, we don't know what to do, so we're just going to put Hurts in there for a couple plays. Like, at least give him a series. Or at least, like, play him. If you want to see him play, play. Don't bring him in for two or three plays at a time. It's idiotic. It's stupid.
Right? I agree.
Like, what are you doing? Give him a series, right? Like, give him a series. So he comes in at the beginning and the end. And I know that that's problematic, too, because he could be trying to do too much to keep himself in there, right? But they've put themselves in this situation by drafting Jalen Hurts. This is their problem. They've got to find a way out of it. Putting him in for two or three plays at a time with Carson Wentz off the field makes zero sense at all. Zero sense. right? It makes zero sense. This is borderline getting out of control with how bad the situation's being managed. I don't know if this is coming from upstairs, Ike. I don't know if this is a Howie Roseman decision. I don't know if this is Doug's decision and he wants to do this, but I know this, that this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous what they're doing, and you're not going to get a benefit from this. There can't be a positive from this.
I don't know if I can add much more to what you just said, John. When I started seeing the reports Saturday and Sunday, I'm sitting here thinking, like, man, how is this going to turn out? Like, what is this? Like, have they decided they moved on from Carson, or they're ready to move on from Carson? And then when you think about the financial ramifications, what that means to their salary cap going forward, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I've stated this from the beginning, that the Eagles' best case scenario is Carson Wentz being your quarterback for the immediate future, because you're financially committed to him already, and you're gonna basically put yourself in a position moving forward where it's still unclear. Like,
yep,
that's all this has done by adding Jalen Hurts into this equation. And quite frankly, I know we're going to talk, and it's going to get hot and heavy over the next few weeks, I believe, with Eagles fans, right? Because now you got a fan base that's split, right? You got fans, yep, that want to support Carson and be behind him and be behind the team. They understand he's playing bad. This isn't about making excuses. I'm so tired of hearing that. It's not about making excuses for Carson. It's about sticking with the guy who has been deemed your franchise quarterback. You've committed to him financially. So why not make sure you invest everything in making sure he gets better while you have him under contract, while he is still a financial liability? You may as well get the most and make the best out of the situation with him. When you add Jalen Hurts to the equation, you're just creating an issue here that is not conducive to winning. Yeah, it may bring a lot of attention, and we're going to talk about it, and the national pundits are going to talk about it, and this guy should be the quarterback, that guy should be the quarterback. Ask Eagle fans how fun it's been the last 2 years debating about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. We can't even enjoy the Super Bowl because we're arguing about who the quarterback is and who was responsible. So just throw this into the equation, and it has not been fun for Eagles fans because no one can get behind the quarterback, whomever is out there. And I won't excuse Carson and his poor play for allowing this to be a conversation. He doesn't get off easy because his play has allowed this to be a conversation. I will admit that. I will admit that. But I will also admit that quarterback struggles. Yes, even in their fifth years, they struggle. It doesn't mean you give up on them or you move on from them if all that's there is the struggles on the field. Right? Like, if a player is struggling on the field and you've committed to him, you try to help him figure it out and fix it. You don't add another quarterback to the equation that just clouds the picture even more. So it sends a lot of mixed messages, not just to the Eagles fans, but I think it may send mixed messages to your players, because I'm sure there are some players that are saying, man, get a kid a try.
And then if he has some success, then you know what they're going to say. Give him more.
Make
him a starter.
And that's what happens. Until you make it clear one guy is your guy and we're behind him until the wheels fall off this thing, then, like, adding this to the equation, I get more concerned, which I have always been, about this getting to this point, about the team moving forward. Because as Eagles fans, eventually we're going to come together and want the team to win. And eventually when the team doesn't win, we'll move off blaming this person and move to the next person, whether it's the coach or the GM. I don't understand how this makes the Eagles a better team in the big picture. Like, to me, what makes the Eagles a better team in the big picture is Wentz being right. Now, if they're telling us that they don't believe that Wentz can get back to being right, and they're ready to move on, now we got a whole nother issue we're going to have to deal with this offseason. Because while people are ready to move on, the only way you're going to get better with this team in the near future is through draft picks. They don't have money to spend. They don't have the money to play in free agency. And once you strip this team of some of the older talent, then what do you have? That's why I've been concerned. Because not only for this year, I can take a bad year. This year's the first year they're going to probably miss the playoffs in the last 4 years, 3 years. I can take having one bad year. One bad year shouldn't lead to this type of upheaval with the type of success this team has had, winning the Super Bowl 3 years ago. But for me, as a fan on the outside and a former player, it feels like that's what's happening, that everything is starting to unravel. And regardless of if you're in this camp or you're in that camp, bottom line is if you're an Eagles fan, you can't feel confident moving forward right
now. No, especially because it feels like the organization doesn't really know what they're doing. They're just kind of throwing these quarterbacks up against the wall. All right, listen. We'll open up the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to Jalen Hurts, the increased workload, and really, what does Hurts, what does it mean? Like, what is the potential of Jalen Hurts playing more mean? Does it mean that they gave up on Carson Wentz? Or do they just really want to see what Jalen Hurts has at this point, right? Like, what does it mean? What does this ultimately mean that the Eagles are putting it out there? They're not just doing it. They're putting it out there days in advance for Eagles fans to know, for the world to know that Jalen Hurts is going to see more time. What does that mean? Are they giving up on Carson? Or do they want to see what Jalen Hurts has? We'll start with you next. 215-592-9494. It's a game day, and today's broadcast is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's because home gating is here. Order your Chickies and Pete's to go catering for your game watch party. Chickies and Pete's, the official caterer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Back with your phone calls next.
You're not making that move, right, Doug, to a different quarterback?
Not today on Wednesday, no.
Okay, possibly for Monday?
I'm focused right now on getting better today. I mean, okay. We're looking – I don't know. I mean, I would say no.
Carson's your starter for Monday?
Yes.
He was so shady about it. I guess it makes sense now we're back. Marks and Reese. I mean, I at this point, you just kind of throw your hands up. I don't know what they're going to do tonight. I don't know if it's, you know, Hurts comes in for a couple plays and he comes out, and if he has success, they leave him in. I have no idea. I don't think they know. That's the thing. I don't think they have a real plan.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'm at. I don't think they know completely. And it may be because they've exhausted all the other things that they feel like they can with Carson. And trying to get the offense a little bit of a jolt and seeing if they can get things going. The one thing you would have to, I guess, notice is that it seems like they still want to win games. Now, I don't know if they're going to win this game tonight, but it doesn't sound like they aren't going to try to win, because why else would you bring Hurts in, right? Is you think he gives you some type of spark?
I guess. I mean,
I'm with you too, man, on that. If you wanted to give him, it'd be interesting to see how they use him. I'll just leave it at that, because I don't know when they plan to bring him in the game and how long they plan to leave him out there. And I guess that's what everybody will be waiting to see. Is it what we've already seen this year, where he comes in on either a third down or a 2-point conversion, or do they really give him, you know, consecutive plays or give him an entire series or what have you? Because I keep thinking, well, number 11 is healthy. And he's the one that's going to be standing up there answering questions after the game about this,
yep,
whether you win or lose. Winning or losing may wind up being the backstory here.
Yeah, it's really about those two quarterbacks. That's all it is. And here's the other thing, and we'll get right to the phones here, is that why? Why did this get out? I mean, because like you said, Ike, they want to win games. Doesn't it make more sense to, if you're going to use him like this, don't tell the world you're going to use him like this? You said it in the opening segment. I mean, yeah, the element of surprise would be certainly more advantageous if you're going to use him two or three plays at a time. So you come out and you tell the world via, I guess, Rapshi got it first, and then McManus had it, and then all the reporters pretty much had it. So they clearly wanted this out there. I don't understand why. Because they're trying to let us know that this is going to happen? Why? Why do they care that we know?
Well, here's the thing, and I'm with you there. And remember a few weeks ago, or maybe it was a month ago now, I can't even remember, but I was talking about giving Jalen Hurts first team reps in practice.
Yeah.
As a message to Carson. So, I mean, we had discussed this on our show a month or so ago as a way to, you know, when I think it was after that Cowboys game, or maybe it was the Giants game, where he had made some unnecessary risky plays, and everybody was talking about
was after
teaching
Dallas.
A lesson. Yeah, maybe it was after that Dallas game. And, you know, I'm like, just hey, in practice, let him run with the first team. Let Carson, like, so maybe this, John, maybe this got out is because they want to put pressure on Carson to play better. Now, we're in Philadelphia. He's a quarterback in Philadelphia. I don't understand how they wouldn't know that there's pressure already on Carson. There's been pressure on Carson since the team he led to an 11-2 start finished up the season winning the Super Bowl with the backup quarterback. There's been pressure on him ever since. Like, so the guy knows nothing but pressure being here. Now, this is more of an internal thing, right? This is more of a maybe you're not bulletproof. Maybe a poor choice of words, but maybe you're not untouchable as you think you are.
A different motivating tactic to get it out there so he knows going into the game that everybody knows that. It's just
right. So you know, don't get out there with those crazy throws, you know, when you're trying to play hero ball or whatever. Mm. And that's the only thing I could come up with. That's the only thing I could come up with is maybe they wanted it to be known publicly so that he feels that heat from a public standpoint.
All right, let's take a phone call, then we'll do our Twitter question. Dylan, go ahead, Dylan. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Johnny Marks and Ike Reese?
What's up, Dylan?
What's up, Dylan?
Hey, Ike, man, I'm praying for you and your family. You know, I hope you have a speedy recovery. I'll be thinking about you, and, you know, you're definitely one of the voices of Philadelphia. Both of you guys are.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
You know, I hope you stay well and you push right through it like you did everything else, Ikey.
Thank you. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you, brother. Yep.
Yes, sir. So, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think this is a motivational, you know, I think this information got out because they're trying to light a fire under Carson Wentz's rear end. Like, you have got to play better. You have got to take what the defense gives you, because if you don't and you're forcing throws and you're turning the ball over, we're going to give the keys to the kid. And with Carson being the competitor that we hear he is, and we all think he is, I think that this might finally get through to him. Like, you know, you've got to start playing better. You know, it's no offense to Jalen Hurts, but I just think with the way the coaching staff, the way the offense is and the issues we've had all over the team, I don't think even Jalen Hurts can succeed on this team. So part of me thinks they're trying to motivate Carson, but another part of me thinks that they're trying to make Carson the scapegoat, meaning Doug is, for why the offense isn't moving, because Doug's coaching for his job at this point. And I wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
Dylan, thank you. Appreciate it. And a report out, since we last left you, there's a report out there that Doug is trying to get fired, or he's fine with getting fired.
Please don't put words in my mouth, or we're going to have a problem.
I'm with you on that one, Doug. I don't know if he is trying to get fired or wants to be fired. The guy won the first ever Super Bowl here.
Yeah.
I would imagine he wants to finish his coaching career here. But you know what, John? It's I don't know. I mean, again, it'd be hard for me to believe somebody wants to get fired. But I can imagine that Doug has been frustrated this year.
Yeah, could he be fed up that they fired his coordinator after he told everybody that he wasn't being fired, and they, you know, pushed other coaches on him, and, you know, that maybe the front office meddling in other decisions? I mean, yeah, sure, he's getting scrutinized. He's taken, between him and Carson, they're certainly taking the bullets this year. Howie Roseman, although I think everybody agrees that Howie Roseman's probably more to blame than anybody in all this. Like, he's not playing games right now, so as much as we will criticize him, every Sunday it goes back to Doug and Carson. Right, so it's easy for him to fly under the radar right now, a little bit, right? Like, I think if we did a who's fault show, who's the most fault, I think Howie's going to get the majority of the blame, as he should. But I mean, listen, like Jalen, let's do the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. So Mark's Jewelers and De Beers Forever Mark Diamonds. The diamond is forever. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers should be your first and last stop. Online is marks-jewelers.com. What do you think this Hurts thing is about? Like, do you think that they want to get a peek at Jalen Hurts, see what he has? Or is this the first step in then giving up on Carson Wentz? Jack, what do you think this is?
I think they're leaning towards giving up on Carson more, and I think it's a total mistake to bank it on freaking Jalen Hurts, who I don't even think can play.
I'll agree with you here. I think this is Hurts's job. If he comes out and plays well, this then becomes his job to lose.
I mean, you saw Doug smile when they drafted him. He loves Jalen Hurts. Like he was happy. I don't know. It just this whole thing is a disaster. And like banking on like. I think they think that Jalen Hurts is Russell Wilson 2.0. I really do. And there is a 0% chance he's Russell Wilson 2.0.
Yeah, zero.
And I think that they're moving towards giving up on Carson. And I just
this is the first step.
Yeah, I think it's the first step. I don't think it's a lighting fire under him. It could be that. I think that they are positioning themselves to try to move on from him this offseason.
Well, here's why I struggle with, because that's where I was leaning. But it doesn't make sense to me from the financial standpoint. Like that's going to be costly from a cap ramification moving on from Carson.
Yeah.
And you know, Jimmy Kempsky wrote a great article this weekend. I had time to read it. he brings up a bunch of great points, but when he's talking about Carson and the dead cap money, it would be the largest by far in NFL history. And to this point, I think Antonio Brown is the largest dead money that anybody's taken on. Pittsburgh did. And we know what he was like as a person. And they weren't about to let him ruin their culture and what he was into. That's not Carson. Antonio Brown had all types of off-the-field issues. It's well documented. So you can understand why an organization would be willing to eat $21 million in dead cap to move on from that guy. Unless you're telling me Carson Wentz is just a terror, and obviously we would know because we're not in the building. That's the one thing we don't have the privilege of knowing. All we know is what we see on game days. And to me, this is his first bad season that you can say it's his first truly bad season. And to say I want to move on from him already and take on a $30-plus million cap hit, it hasn't been that bad of a season. And teams just don't do that with guys that they gave a contract to a year ago, coming off of an injury when that was a risk. That was a risk to give him an extension coming off those major injuries. And they felt strongly enough about him that they did it anyway. And now you're going to tell me a year and a half later they're ready to move on from
him? Well, they should remember that, Ike.
Yeah, and eat $30-something million dollars worth of cap space. I just – that's hard for me to believe. I got to believe and the Hurts thing, they know what Jalen Hurts has. I mean, they may not know extensively from a game, in-game situation, but they watch him every day in practice. They know what he can do. So this isn't about finding out what you have in Jalen Hurts. I got to believe this is some – this may be a last-ditch effort attempt to get Carson to playing the way – they expect him to play and they want him to play. Mm. That's the only logical thing I can come up with, is that this is another motivational tactic that I just don't know how it's going to work if Jalen Hurts is playing the same role he's played all year long. I mean, Carson has been he's been out there on the field with Carson. So, I mean, you would need Jalen. In order for Carson to be afraid of losing his job to Jalen, you're going to need Jalen to go out there and do what tonight?
Drive the team up and down the field a couple of times.
Yeah, which means you got to leave him out there long enough to do.
Yeah, which we don't. It's at least reported that they're not going to do that. But it would make sense they would leave him out there. So you're telling me if he comes in for two plays and they go first down, and then the third play you go, you know, it's an incomplete pass, you're going to take him out? Why the hell would you do that? That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense to do this either way. So if Carson Wentz is playing well, you're taking him out to put Jalen Hurts in. Right? Like, or if Jalen Hurts is playing well, you're taking him out? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, listen, John, we've been trying to make sense of this pick since April, and it doesn't make sense.
And it doesn't make sense, no.
Right? If you want everybody to believe that Carson is still the guy, it doesn't make sense.
All right, let's go to Josh in Philly. What's up, Josh? How are you?
Hey, Mr. Marks. Hey, Mr. Reese.
Hey, buddy.
Thanksgiving.
What's up, Josh?
Hey, Mr. Reese, I'm praying for you. I hope you get better, brother.
Thank you, brother.
So, I get jealous watching the NFL on Sunday when the Eagles don't play, Mr. Reese and Mr. Marks, just for the simple fact that I see all of these offenses that are so creative, and they're, you know, they're using their quarterback to their potential, their strength. They're not making their quarterback fit a certain scheme. And when I look at Doug's offense, he's trying to make Carson fit his offense instead of using Carson to his, you know, best strength. Like, you brought up, Mr. Reese, last week, how Sean McVay retooled his whole offense just so Goff can feel comfortable. Why is it so hard for Doug to see that? Like, I don't know, man. I'm just I heard Joe the camera earlier just praying that he can't give Carson Wentz two series and pull him. Like, there's a reason. I have to believe there's a reason why they don't let Hurts pass the ball. On all the plays that he's came in, there has to be a specific reason why he doesn't throw the ball. And I'm never losing my faith in 11. Like, he is my guy. I told you in the beginning of the season, as long as Carson's there, we're going to the playoffs. But
That doesn't seem like that's going to happen, Josh.
Yeah, it's just,
well, it's not over with yet.
I don't think it's the quarterback. It's the coaching.
Well,
watching the game, I know what plays are coming. Just watching the game on TV, there's no creativity to this offense.
Right. You're not wrong, but I mean, Josh, but it's not just that, right? Like, any weekend that you're not watching the Eagles and you're watching unless it's the Denver Broncos and you're watching other teams out there. You're seeing, like, creative play calling. It's tough to do that when you have a practice squad wide receiver that's your starter, right? But, like, I said it last week. If Carson Wentz is playing in John Gruden's offense, if Carson Wentz is playing under Andy Reid right now, are we seeing the same struggles? And the answer, I believe, is no, right? Like, but that besides that, he is here. So you have to figure out a way to get him out of it. Some of it's on him. A lot of it's on him. A lot of it's on Doug. And a lot of it's on Howie. I mean, this team's not good enough to win.
Yeah.
It's not. So, I mean, this is a mess. This is an absolute total mess. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. For the best in-game experience on game days, Chickies and Pete's. Enjoy the game. Chickies and Pete's online at chickiesandpete's.com. So, your thoughts on Hurts, Carson Wentz situation, but also the one guy that has the power to shake up everything is skipping games and storming out of practice. We'll get our thoughts on the recent Jeffrey Lurie reports. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.